Coach, what did you see in 1 year of Russell Wilson at Wisconsin to make you think that he was a potential NFL starting quarterback?
Well, I think everything that you guys saw, he was a great football player, and he led a terrific team and showed so many different strengths as a leader and as a player and a playmaker, as a guy that could finish games and keep you in the game forever. He had those three games where he gave him a chance to win at the end, and even all the way to the Rose Bowl, you know, just fighting every step of the way, and loved his mobility. And so we just put it all together, and, you know, we didn't care, you know, what size package that came in. We liked the kid and his playing ability, and so we went after it. And I thought John Snyder did a great job of really he really got on Russell early, went and saw him play a couple times in person to validate what he had already seen and thought, and we really fell in love with the kid, and we're glad to have him.
Pete, a fair number of your colleagues and personnel guys and whatever may have crossed Russell off because of the height. Why didn't it bother you that much?
We just watched him play football and watched what he did and evaluated very, very carefully and found that if there was any times when height was a factor, he found a way to do something about it. And the results were excellent. You know, to be that efficiency leader of all time, I think it was in college, you know, that the number of knockdowns that he had, you know, he's right now, he's got a couple knockdowns, and there's a bunch of guys that have more than him. So, you know, I think we just take a look at the guy and the player that he is, and you know, I went and I talked to Bud Grant about it, and I asked him about when he had Fran, and we talked all about that at length well before we ever drafted him, and tried to get a feel for what he thought because he was with him for so many years, and really, he relieved a lot of any concerns that I might have had just the way he talked about what Fran was like. And I know there's not a lot of guys like this, but Russell's that exceptional, and he's that unique, and so we thought we had a real good one, and he's looking like he's on his way to a good start to his career.
So, Pete, how difficult was that decision from the standpoint that you guys went out and spent some money on Matt Flynn?
It had nothing to do with it. Really didn't have anything to do with it. We're always looking to upgrade the quarterback position and make it as competitive as possible and secure as possible, being that it's the most important position in all of that. So, you know, we'll look for quarterbacks every year, and so that's not out of the question. Matt did great. He's made a tremendous impression around here and has done everything that we had hoped he would do, and it's just in the competition of it, Russell just exceeded, you know, probably anybody's expectations with not just everything that he brings as a person and a leader and all of that kind of stuff, but on the field he created a ton of big plays and was efficient as can be and just kind of just built on what he had done before. So he just won the competition. Now Matt's still competing and battling for it, and he's ready to play at a moment's notice, and I think he's going to do a great job for us.
Pete, what's John Snyder like to work with?
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. No, he's been an absolute joy. We've had so much fun together, and I really just fell in love with John's approach and his nature and all that through the interview process. And then when we both showed up here on the scene, we just stayed together and just kind of camped out for months. And for about 3 months, we just hung out. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, I could support him in every way possible and that he would understand where I'm coming from. And I'm not an easy one to figure out. So we just worked at it and decided to make this one of the great relationships in the NFL in terms of coach and GM. And hopefully we'll be able to prove that to you someday, you know, when you look back at the work that we did together.
He says sometimes that, you know, maybe you guys do things a little, I guess, unconventionally compared to maybe the way it's done around the league, and, you know, it's coming from maybe Paul Allen and how he, you know, gives you guys the approach as an owner. What is unique about the way you guys operate?
Well, I don't know if it's unique as much as it's just our way is that I trust John and John trusts me, and we battle through the decisions and the issues that we got to figure out, and then when we make our mind up, we're going. You know, we trust that his experience and my experience is going to get us a good result, and we're going to make it a good decision and choice by the way we go about it. So we're very tuned into what conventional thinking would be, and we respect that. But we're going to go with what we think is best in every situation, and we feel, you know, I hope that I've helped John feel confident enough that he can speak that way and act that way, and I'm certainly going to do it that way, and so we just believe in our own, you know, our own process and in each other to figure things out. So it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks.
I say this a little tongue-in-cheek, but why wasn't Clay Matthews good enough to play for you for most of his time at USC?
Well, Brian Cushing had something to do with that. He's a pretty good player too, you know. And we saw Clay grow up from the time when, you know, he was probably 6'2" and or 6'1" and 210 pounds and skinny and, you know, dripping wet. He was probably 200 pounds, and then he just made himself a fantastic football player. He has the great genes of all time, and from Bruce and Clay, when he finally started to fill out and grow up, he just became more of a factor. He was a great special teams player early in his career, and was put on scholarship, you know, kind of as a backup guy that was contributing there. And when he finally got his shot, you know, he was playing behind another guy that was, I think, might have been a first rounder, Everson Griffin, that went to the Vikings. When he finally played, he just tore it up and never looked back. I think I got a little used to him, you know, that he was such a good practice player and all that, that they, you know, I got accustomed to him. And then when he finally broke in, boy, he just tore it up. I said that he was the best special teams player, arguably, that ever went to USC. Now, I wasn't there all those other years, but I can't imagine somebody being better than him. And we noticed that early in his career, so it was just the coach didn't quite see it as clearly as they should earlier on. He was doing his part all along.
Did you have any idea? I mean, I don't think he had 6 sacks as a senior at USC, that he could have six sacks in 2 games.
No, that's pretty sick. No, that's a little bit too much, and you can tell him to back off that pace, okay? but the problem with guys, if he doesn't get him, Nick might get him on the other side. So, it's a marvelous start. He's had an extraordinary career already, and I'm thrilled for him. And as all of our guys are, you know, everybody supports everybody, and we're all thrilled for anybody that does well. And he's just kicking butt. So, we're trying to slow him down a little bit this weekend.
Now it's only 2 games in, Pete, but what are you hanging your hat on with your defensive play so far?
Well, we're playing pretty solid up front. You know, for the years we've been here, we've been a pretty good run front, and we're off to a good start there. That's where it all begins. And our guys on the back end, we have a little bit of a style to us, you know, and we got some big kids that make some plays and real active and cause some problems. So it gives us a chance, and we're just growing and trying to get it right. But I like our chances, you know, playing good solid defense. It's huge to this program, running the football and playing defense and special teams is what we're all about. And so far, we're off to, you know, a start that gives us a chance.
Can you talk about that matchup at special teams? You guys have one of the best in the league, and I think Green Bay thinks the same. Is that kind of a matchup that might swing things?
Well, it certainly can. You know, we've had 2 big games on special teams already, and we're going to try to keep it going. You know, we have a lot of speed and a lot of guys that really have dedicated their careers to playing on teams, and hopefully we can do a nice job. You know, the Packers are really good, and they kick it well, and Randall's a great returner, and, you know, we got all kinds of problems with them, but you know, hopefully we can try to balance that out and not let it be a factor for them.
Pete, one more thing about Schneider. Does he talk much about the way they did it here in Green Bay and that influence on maybe his career and decision?
Well, he's a cheesehead now. You know, he grew up in the area, you know, and he loves the Packers and loves everything about them, and is very proud of the years that he had there. So he does, you know, we've referred to it all the time, you know, and it's just like I refer to the coaching days I had. You know, we just talk about where we've come from and when it fits and it makes sense to, you know, to illustrate an issue or to prove a point, you know, certainly it comes up. So he's very proud of his time. They worked with Ted and with Ron Wolf, and it's fortunately it's really made him a great general manager. He's going to be one of the best ones ever, I think, in this league.
How big of an advantage is your home field?
Well, it's a nice place to play. We like playing there, you know. The 12th man is definitely a factor, and they take great pride in supporting and cheering for our club. We work very closely hand in hand with them, and hopefully that, you know, it'll make it a little bit louder than they'd like. It's not going to be something that they can't handle. You know, Aaron's been through it all and all that, and Mike McCarthy, they know how to handle it. But it is a factor. It's fun to be here. Just as, you know, there is a home crowd advantage for everybody when they're in their stadiums, and there's, you know, hopefully we can make the most of it here.